Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So listen to these names, the guinea hen, the guinea fowl, or the pet speckled hen. Unique names for a unique bird and definitely a unique looking bird. They waddle around. It's like they're in this like puffed up inflated suit of feathers. If you've never seen one, well, check out the obviously thumbnail in the photo, but start checking around and they are so cool looking. Well, some people, they will raise them for food just like chickens. Some of them will raise them for eggs, but many of them will raise them for natural insect protection because they just are insect eaters. Their diet will also, think about this. They'll eat a few dandelions in the lawn, et cetera, things like that, little bits of grasses. But for the most part, they're going to munch on ticks, wasps, beetles, grubs. And if you don't know grubs, we always hear the term grubs. Grubs are the larval stage of some of the insects. So they are this insect-eating machine. So whether it's around your house, your property, your gardens, your barn area, they will be there. To basically mow down all the insects. Well, they made their way to the U.S. via the explorers who brought them over in the 15th century. So they've been here for quite a while, but it's funny. I guess because, again, you can eat guinea hen eggs, you know, et cetera, but many people really have not latched onto that. Well, they are in a family of their very own, unique looking. So they're not in a chicken family. They're not in a turkey family. They are in the guinea hen family. And there's just a few different varieties within that one family. Now, here's the crazy thing. You buy some chickens, you throw some feed down, they just eat away, and tomorrow they're in the same place going, where's my food? Well, guinea hens need to be trained to stay near wherever you decide, whether it's your home, your barn, whatever you're talking about, garden, or your flock will be gone. And they do flock together. And if you don't train the flocks, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second, if you don't train the flocks, they will just fly off into the woods and probably not return. Well, their main predators are owls. So think about this. If the flock goes into the woods, they're going to get mowed down by owls. And their other main predator are foxes. So if you're going to keep them, you'll call a barnyard, wherever, you know, near. Because you don't need a barn. You can have the same way you'd have a chicken coop in your backyard. And many people have that. Just in, we'll say, suburban neighborhoods. You could also have guinea hens there, too. Well, then you have to be prepared to take care of the fox as well. Because, you see, the fox or the owl will have a Thanksgiving Day feast if you don't take care of your flock. Well, it's like, let's talk about how to raise and train a flock. Well, first thing is you're going to decide where you want to keep them. And let's just say that we made a pen up and you've prevented fox intrusion from the pen. And foxes do climb. So that means you actually have to put and chicken wire across the top as well. And now here's a really cool thing. Because they are flocks, and this is, as far as this is their boys, their gals, this is where they hang out together. So if you were to take one guinea hen out of the pen and let him explore during the day, he'll be eating insects, doing it, and then in the late afternoon, you put him back in. Well, you go, well, isn't he going to stray? He's not going to stray far because he's used to living within the flock. So the next day you specifically take another. So day two is number two guinea hen. Do the same thing, only let him out. And as they learn how to explore, you're teaching them what area to explore in because they're not going to stray far from the flock because the rest of the flock happens to be in the pen. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Well, each day, you're going to keep doing this until every guinea hen has said, hey, I've had a chance to explore, but I like the flock. Well, you're really teaching them where home base is. Eventually, you can release the entire flock, and the flock in late afternoon, because that's what they're trained to do now, will return to home base. And home base is going to be a piece of their protection, too, because you always get a couple rogue guinea hens, like say you have a flock of 15, well, 10, whatever your number is going to be. One or two may stray off, and most times if one goes, another goes because they like somehow to be together. So you lose two, they go off into the woods, and they just became the owl's Thanksgiving dinner. Well, they're going to, as a flock for the most part, stay within the flock and near the flock because this is where they find security and safety. So you see, by you getting them to be close to home or wherever you want them to be, that's where you're going to have them most of the time. But be prepared, because guinea hens are very, very vocal. And it's really cool. The males and females actually use different syllables when they call. So you can actually tell who's calling and, you know, obviously from where. But they are a noisy, noisy bunch. Now, if you've never taken the up-close look at a guinea hen and the colors, they're so cool. Well, you know, the ones in the U.S., because we, as I said, there's different varieties. The ones in the U.S., most of their colors are lavender, pearl, and white. But think about this. Other guinea hens come in royal purple and coral blue. So, as I keep saying, this is cool, this is awesome. Well, they really are. And I learned a new name because their hatchlings are called keets, K-E-E-T-S. So if they're younger than 12 weeks, they're called a keet. Well, because these guinea hens are alarmists, so if something is out of the usual, so they know what like the everyday life of their guinea hen eating insects is all about, and all of a sudden, if a neighbor shows up, a predator arrives, they are going to start becoming this super crazy vocal. So they're going to let you know, these alarmists, they're going to let you know exactly what's going on your property. So I keep thinking about it. Are these birds in my future? Probably, because they are tick-eating machines. But personally, I need to give it more thought. Learn more, that's the education side, and that's who I am. More planning. And then maybe I will get a flock of these unique birds. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.